time.
Nugget and Al's What's My Line?
Hey! Oh,
we're all in the room together.
This is amazing.
So the novelty of me and Albie being in the room together has already worn off this afternoon. Yeah. But Lanzi's here.
Hello.
And we should point out, because Lanzi's looking particularly illuminated this afternoon.
Isn't she ever?
Because, so just to give you some background, firstly, hello, Lanzi.
Hi, guys.
Geez, you're looking well lit.
Glowy.
Because our radio station, we got bought by a very large radio company a few months ago. And it was lovely because they sent us, all of us announcers, a lovely little welcome gift.
Mm.
And it was a little light that you clip it onto your phone.
A ring light, yeah.
A ring light. You clip it onto your phone for when you take selfies. I got mine when I came back into the office on Monday, and I went, oh, what is this? And then literally with the speed of a cheetah, Alana said, it's a ring light, I'll have it. Because she was pretty confident I don't take a lot of selfies, so I didn't need a ring light for selfies.
Yeah.
But I should mention Hot Family, because Alana currently has the ring light attached to her microphone right now.
There's no cameras on me. I just wanted to be glowy. Well, as well,
it feels
though,
like a waste for radio.
You only clip it onto your phone. Well, you only use it when you're taking photos. But then when I came into your office earlier this afternoon, no phone or camera on me, I was kind of like, well, where is your ring light gift
from Nugget? You look poorly lit.
So now I'm utilising the light.
I don't believe you'd be able to see anything with that light in your eyes.
I'm telling you, pregnancy rumours are going to be abound because you're glowing because of that wonderful ring light. So, again, completely wasted for radio. Just thought I'd fill everybody in. What's my line? Albie's going to play us a bit of audio from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
If we can work out what it is, we get 2 points. If we need one of Albie's carefully prepared clues,
yep.
1 point. Ladies first, as always.
25-12 in your favour, so Alana, a win today would be very handy.
Yes, it would be.
Let's see if you know what this movie is.
For 20 years, and you let me come here every Wednesday for like 1,000 weeks, and it was all just for a gag?
Uh-huh.
What is that? It's a comedy, obviously.
Yes. It's not a searing political drama.
I don't think so.
I know it's Dumb and Dumber, but I don't think I've seen, it's not in the first one, that bit, and I haven't seen the ones after. So is it Dumb and Dumber 2?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
But I think,
I thought it was called Dumb and Dumberer, but is that another spin-off?
Well, I'm not sure.
No, I think it was Dumb and Dumber 2, but rather than the number 2, it was T.O. Like, to add to the wackiness, I think.
It's just not a good movie,
because the first one's a masterpiece.
Yeah, I still thought it was okay.
But I jingle my keys and you giggle, so it's a sliding scale, really.
Good start, Alana. 2 points for you. Your opener, Nug.
Bros, listen to me. I can explain.
You are making $500,000 and you are only going to pay me 30?
You're getting 30 grand? I'm getting 1,000!
But you guys are getting paid?
This is a genuinely funny movie. That's We're the Millers.
Yes, it is.
And the kid who said spoke at the end there, we're getting paid, he's the kid. He's the dreamboat now, isn't he, Alana?
He's had a glow up.
His name
almost as glowy as I am.
That young kid at the end.
Well, no, also because that movie's like 10 years old now, and his name's Will Poulter.
Gee, he must have improved a lot in his later life.
He got cast like last year as some Marvel superhero. So isn't he like ripped?
What are you saying? He's a hottie.
Well, I was going to say he wasn't not. You know, he was just a fairly normal looking person.
He was an odd looking sort of teenager. Yeah.
I don't know. I had a crush on him.
Maybe.
Didn't he always play like brat sort of kids?
No, he was always kind of sort of uncomfortable, nerdy sort of a kid. Yeah. And then, like, he did
that. He wasn't in Maze Runner anyway. But
was he Maze Runner?
Oh, he was in Maze Runner.
Yes, I do remember.
But maybe he was just poorly lit.
Well, now, yeah, he needs
one of those.
He's playing a superhero, I think.
And he's all like, he's been to the gym and he's, yeah.
Well done. It's 2 points all.
That's exciting.
Let's get a round two, Alana.
And what have I been telling you all night? The closer you look,
the less you see.
Steel.
I've never seen this movie, but after I saw the shorts, I thought, I want to see this.
This is a good movie. I'm the mayor of Steel Town here.
It is not The Social Network, but
no,
it
it's
is.
Not The Social
oh,
Network.
Yeah.
It is the same guy.
Do you think Alana is obsessed with Jesse Eisenberg? This is like the second one of those in a row.
But I can't remember the name because now, again, all I can think of is that a different movie. It's not Catch Me If You Can, but it's something like that. I can't.
No,
I'm gone.
Pass.
It's a magical movie, but not in the Harry Potter way.
It's a magical cinematic experience. That's Now You See
Now
Me.
Now You See Me.
About magicians.
Magicians who do bank heists or something.
Yeah, that's actually a really cool movie. It's got a good twist at the end.
It does.
Because there's Isla Fisher in it, I think, and Woody Harrelson.
Yes, yes. And Mark Ruffalo.
Is the glorious Morgan Freeman in the first one?
Yes.
Or is he in the second one?
Yes, and Kane. Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Oh, I'll be won't watch it. No,
I'm not watching if he's in it. 4 points to two. Nugget has stolen 2 points. Mm-hmm. Let's see if he can grab another two.
San Francisco will get hit again, and it's going to be a bigger monster this time. Our models are predicting a 9.5 or greater. It will be so big that even though it's happening here in California, you will feel it on the East Coast.
The East Coast.
I believe, even though his voice isn't there, this is the Dwayne The Rock Johnson earthquake documentary, San Andreas.
Yes.
Filmed in Queensland.
I remember he was flying a chopper or something over the
devastation. Yeah, filmed in Queensland, that movie.
Was it?
The scene where he has to land his helicopter in a shopping centre car park.
Yeah.
That's the little shopping centre at Robina, I think it is. And all the bits where they're out driving, kind of what's meant to look like a middle America, is out in the Darling Downs.
Yep.
The big building that collapses and Kylie Minogue dies.
Yes.
That was Q1. They filmed
that
in Q1.
I actually haven't seen it, and thanks for the spoiler.
Sorry, Kylie Minogue dies in it.
All right, that gives you another 2 points. 6 points to two. We'll still play
bonus round.
You know the deal. Jump in when you think you know what
6-2
this movie is.
Who am I?
Nugget.
What?
This is a genre that you enjoy.
You know I love a musical. Now look, I've jumped in there based purely on the fact that sounds like Hugh Jackman. So I know of two musicals that he's been in. And I'm going to say, is that Les Miserables?
Oh, well done.
Yes.
You know the scary thing? Russell Crowe has a part in this. I do not want to hear Russell sing.
No. Well, I think it's very similar to his work in 30-odd Foot of Grunt, or Tofog, as they're known by their fans.
The love of a musical has brought you home.
I hate musicals,
as
you know.
8 points to two, which means... you've opened up a handy lead, 33-14.
That is handy.
That's handy.
That is a handy.
That's double.
Maybe we should bring Mikey back, do you think?
The cooler.
Yeah.
Bring him back in.
Bring
it's
some
more
points.
Than double.
Look, it's more than double, but geez, again, you're beautifully lit.
Yeah.
So while you're actually very disappointed about the result, you're looking really happy about it.
I maintain that tomorrow for our round of the riffraff.
Oh, riffraff tomorrow. Yes. We'll see you then, Lanzi.
See ya.
Bye.